This is Kate, and I want you to know that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and I have partnered up. MyPillow has fantastic products. Not only the amazing MyPillow, but dog beds, absorbent soft towels, wonderfully soft sheets. I mean, the most amazing softest sheets. The best in the marketplace. Luxurious robes, incredible mattresses, you name it. He has the very best products for the very best price. You won't find these prices anywhere else. You also get to support two things. Mike Lindell and of course, Truth and Radio, my show. You get to support both of us and keep this show on the air when you buy these products for your home directly from MyPillow.com. There's a lot of advantages to buying direct from MyPillow as well. Wedding gifts, Father's Day, Mother's Day, just the very best products for your home. Use the code word Kate at MyPillow.com and get the best discounts, and you'll be telling everyone about these products. Those towels get every bit of moisture off your body. I'm not kidding. The sheets, oh my gosh, the softest sheets you will ever experience. You really need to get these great products and help us both out. Keep this show on the air, and Mike's movie, Absolute Proof, is a must-see. It's all about the voting fraud. So make sure, support both of us. Go to MyPillow, use the word Kate, get steep discounts on everything. I really thank you for this. Thanks, you guys.
Is this your house or is this your house? If you need less of this and more of this, then you need to see the Peaceful Mind Specialist at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Enhance your calm with a little help of your very own Bullfrog Spa. Bullfrog Spas are manufactured right here in Utah and offer a revolutionary hot tub experience that's inexpensive to run and easy to care for. Plus, you can customize your hot tub with Bullfrog Spa's exclusive interchangeable jetpack system. It gets even better because the Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, they have a private testing room. You can get the swimsuits on to try out a Bullfrog Spa and choose your own therapeutic massage. So it's your choice. A peaceful mind, peaceful body, and peaceful home at Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway. Oh, yeah.
The proud sponsor of The Kate Daly Show, Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
The only virus we're fighting is gullibility. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I know it's a little bit confusing. It's really important. We are going for speed over accuracy. That's a choice we had to make.
And my preferred pronouns are he, him, and his. So thank you for sharing yours with me.
Look, there are a lot of dumb people in this country. The problem is when they become governor. Spencer Cox is really proud of this program. Spencer Cox thinks we've had a lot of racism in this country. That's true, by the way. How do we fix it? More racism.
Donald Trump does not represent Republican ideals to me. He's our Mussolini.
Stewart's concerns with Trump run deep. The freshman congressman did, however, have nice things to say about Democrat Bernie Sanders.
But I give him credit for his courage and his honesty.
Traitor! Traitor!
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country. I have since the time that my mom took that position when she ran in 1970 as a U.S. Senate candidate. I believe that since Roe v. Wade has been the law for 20 years, that we should sustain and support it. And I sustain and support that law and the right of a woman to make that choice.
We should have a vaccine. That's the one thing that we're trying to tread water to get to, which will help us get back to normalcy.
We talked about the need to have color coding.
Green is the color we're trying to see. Look around, where could it be? Do-da, do-da, doodly-dee. Come along and find it with me. Do-da, do-da, doodly-dee.
Welcome, Kate Daly Show. Happy to have you all listening for the Utah Hour. Really appreciate this. And it's kind of the reel that makes you cringe on the things that, our politicians have said. I just still am baffled by by the things that have been offered up. And I continue to be baffled this year. I know you do too. And I just wanted to mention again, 2 million, we hit over 2 million podcast listens, and it's great. Thank you for sharing the podcast, and thank you for being part of this national show and making sure that people have become educated. I just want what's best for the state, and I want us to return to the values of truth and honesty and conservative values that mean something. And I listen to a reel like that, and I cringe for our state right now. So bamboozled by so many, and we continue to be. So in this hour, I have two invited guests, and I'm excited to have them because we're going to be talking a little bit about the masks. I know a lot of you parents have been calling in and you have concerns. You don't want your kids wearing them. You can't understand why the Washington County School District is not following some of the, you know, like Kane County. And then, of course, yesterday, possibly Iron County, in ending these mandates for kids. So dangerous right now, what we're doing. When the Stanford study came out in January, it was completely buried, as I mentioned yesterday. And it said masks are detrimental. That COVID-19 is akin to seasonal flu. It is that low risk, and they couldn't figure out why it was being called severe. And they also noted that that the death rate is so low, and only older persons with chronically ill persons or even dying. So why are our kids masked up? It makes no sense. And why is anyone masked up? It makes no sense. And then what the psychological and physiological effects of the masks are on everyone. And the study was very point blank. It's a Stanford NIH and NCBI study. So here we are. Welcome to the show. I have Melissa and Susan on today, and I'm happy to do this. And I also have attorney Tracy Henderson with me. And of course, I have Dr. Mason with me, and I'm really happy to have you both. So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you betcha.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, after relaying the conclusion of the study that came out by Stanford, that was Stanford and NIH on the government website, that was absolutely ignored, totally ignored. People are starting to finally say, well, wait a minute here. Why are we only cherry picking the information? And there was a press conference that took place in Provo. And I really like to get sort of the synopsis of this from both of you. We'll start with Tracy. Tracy, tell me about this press conference and what happened.
Sure. Happy to do that. It was really beautiful. I think the most Dr. Mason spoke, so he can share his thoughts to be shared with the crowd. But it was really powerful because we had a local Utah State charter school principal come out and state that she has allowed parents to choose the entire year whether or not to send their children to school with masks. And about 3-5% of her population parents said, yes, I'm going to send my children to school with masks. And what I remember, one of the main points that she stated was that if the cases in the community surrounding her went up, then they went up in her school. If they went down in her community, they went down. But there was absolutely no incident. She had maybe one parent really upset of the entire school.
And that was it.
But it's pretty powerful because that's exactly what Utah Parents United is asking Governor Cox and all the school districts to do, is simply let the parents decide, like this charter school principal did.
You think that would be a simple thing to do? Dr. Mason?
You would hope that it would be a simple thing to do, but at least so far, it has proved almost insurmountable. The prejudice of the schools and principals and teachers union is such that giving parents the liberty to make a choice for their children has just proved really, really difficult.
I just can't imagine that we have to ask for this. Can you?
No. So many things that are of greater importance, the parents get to make that decision and have to make that decision. And here, whether or not children wear a mask to school, when the risk for them is exceedingly low, just doesn't seem to make much sense.
Right. You are a surgeon. Well, you are a surgeon.
Yes, I'm an orthopedic surgeon.
Okay. I'm so glad that you're speaking out. Thank you for doing that, because I know it's difficult. For some reason, it seems to be difficult for a lot of the medical profession. They feel like it's difficult to speak out right now.
Yeah, right? You can certainly come up against some opposition, because it's not the universally held position. But I think there are people who are speaking out, and there are a lot of people who I think agree but may not have spoken out for one reason or another.
True. Well, I commend you for doing it. Thank you so much. Tracy, did you have some comments about that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, to your point, Kate, that this is a state statute here in Utah. Parents have a fundamental liberty to make the education and medical decisions for their children. And it says in the statute, it shall be respected. So it is curious as to why a school board member or a superintendent would push back so hard. What is really going on?
I'm actually surprised, because I know that they're using the emergency mandate as an excuse. So what in the emergency mandate is giving them this amount of power? And why are the legislators not curbing this power?
Well, I don't know which emergency mandate you're referring to, but there's a recent health order, right? They keep issuing health orders. And and the recent one is 2021-10, which says that 2021-2 is controlling. And then Section 4 of 2021-2 says schools may require a doctor's note. And in the law, the word may is permissive. So it's right there in black and white that they can require a doctor's note, but they don't have to. Okay. And if you think about it from just a basic logical standpoint, a parent sees their children 99.9% of the time. The doctor sees them, what, 5 minutes a year, 10 minutes a year, Dr. Mason? And the parents can observe other issues besides medical, right? The mental harm that's happening, the anxiety, the crying at night, the inability to, you know, kindergarten, you've never seen your teacher's face.
I can't imagine.
So I don't know what they're doing. I can tell you, Kate, HB 294, what I understand was a compromise, backdoor deal, and from my perspective, they horse traded our kids.
Yep.
Right? We're all going to get open, and as a compromise, we're going to mask our kids. And to me, that is, if you're in the position of a school board or a superintendent or leadership in education, is horrific.
Right.
Because as Dr. Mason will tell you, they're not protecting the kids when they're masking the kids.
So it's my understanding that the state of emergency continuously that had been happening this whole entire last 12 months or 11 months put the, like you said, the order of the health department above parental rights in some way or manner. And I don't know how they're doing that or basing that on. All of a sudden, that the health department's able to call the shots for the whole state and the school boards. And I don't know why their authority is above parents. I don't know how could that happen? How could these school boards be saying that the health department gets to call the shots, parents, now you are second in line, third in line?
So this is, it's a situation where they're just doing it even though they're not supposed to.
Yeah.
They're violating the law, frankly. And it's, you know, it depends on the fact situation per school, right? Mm-hmm. But it's basically a 14th Amendment equal protection violation, which is very simply, do you have a fundamental liberty? Yes, there's a state statute that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Is it then deprived? Yes, because you're not letting kids go in-person school. You're not letting parents choose. And then it's supposed to be held to a strict scrutiny standard.
Right.
And maybe back in March we had the data to support it, but we absolutely do not have it. And as Dr. Mason can tell you really well, that it's a low risk to transmit from children to adults,
and we're gonna,
et cetera, et cetera.
And
so
we're
violating the Constitution.
We're going to talk about that when we come right back. But what worries me as well is kids that came into the show said they are being bullied, threatened by principals for not wearing the mask correctly every 5 seconds, that they are threatened with grade reduction, and suspension. And the kids that were here, some of them expelled. over the mask. So it's almost unfathomable. I know that Utah parents are outraged. They don't know what to do because they don't know what they're doing to get away with this. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Utah. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
That is Liberty Youth Academy singing a really special song written by Abby Anderson, who was a senior in high school who was chosen to deliver a song at her graduation. And she, the night before, wrote this song, this tune, and this arrangement to this and performed it at her graduation. And I love, love, love that Liberty Youth Academy was singing that song and learned that song. Hats off to you kids. Really, really special. And make sure you get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa, because $5,000 off a swim spa right now. Take advantage of it. Everybody needs the stress therapy, and it's good for you. It's pretty wonderful. You need to be able to, actually, when you're in water doing exercise, it's probably pretty fantastic. And I'm sure Dr. Mason could talk about that. Mm-hmm. That water exercise could be very beneficial, correct?
Absolutely can, yes.
Oh my gosh. So get over to Tropical Pool and Spa while they're doing this special, and also pick up a Bullfrog hot tub. They are amazing. I have one, and I wouldn't be without it. Can I just say that? I would not be without it. Tropical Pool and Spa, over 40 years of experience. I love those guys. And I have Tracy Henderson with me, practicing attorney, and I also have a Dr. Mason, orthopedic surgeon. And I'm really happy that both of you are here and speaking out on this. Thank you. I also know that Dr. Mason spoke at the press conference to talk about mask wearing and to talk about these kids. And can you tell us a little bit about your thoughts and what this year has been like for you watching this as a doctor?
Yes. When the epidemic or pandemic started, obviously, there wasn't a lot known.
Sure.
And so I didn't have strong feelings one way or the other. Some of the things I brought up at the press conference, just things that you listen to or you see and you say, wow, that this doesn't make sense. The first was when Dr. Fauci made his first pronouncement about masks. Everybody remembers that he said, don't go out and wear a mask. It doesn't help.
Makes you feel better.
You're just fooling yourself. Mm-hmm. The second part of that people forget. And he said, there's actually a downside to wearing masks. And that is, if you handle the mask or touch the mask, mm-hmm. it can actually be worse than not wearing the mask at all.
You're right.
Most people forget that.
You're right.
And I just throw out to the public, what group of people in our society would be most likely to handle a mask if they had to wear it for 6 or 7 hours in school? I'm just saying, kids are going to be handling that mask all the time.
Right.
So if Dr. Fauci is correct, and he's never rescinded that statement that I'm mm-hmm. aware of, it's worse than not wearing a mask at all. So that's number one. Number two, you know, if you look at the statistics, and you may have quoted many of these in the past, but I love the way the CDC reports the statistics on hospitalizations and deaths, because they single out the age group 5 to 17. And the age group 5 to 17 is the safest group in our society.
You're right.
So that they give that a 1, and then every other age group is compared to 5 to 17, which is the safest group possible. So if
Great
you look
point.
At death rates, if you just jump up to 18 to 29, now it's 10 times the risk. If you go to 50 to 64, it's 440 times the risk of the 5 to 17 mm-hmm. age group. If you get to 85 plus, it's 8,700 wow. times the risk.
Right.
And hospitalization runs the same gamut. Okay. So I looked at that and I said, okay, what group of people are we protecting by having children wear masks in school?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer came to my mind, it isn't the kids, because they're the safest group we know of.
Sure.
And this infection, if it should occur, and it does occur, mm-hmm. Is mild in children mm-hmm. and not dangerous.
Right.
So it isn't they that are being protected. And then you say, well, is it their families, their parents? Parents have now had the option to get vaccinated if they choose to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that children are less likely to transmit the disease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been verified by the CDC and the Utah Health Department. They mm-hmm. said schools are not the problem.
Right.
And that they said it in that many words. So if it's not the parents and it's not the grandparents, they've had a chance to be vaccinated should they choose to do so. Is it the general public? Well, the general public now is not masked.
Yeah.
And the parents mm-hmm. who are most likely to transmit the disease are not masked anymore. So now we're saying, let's mask the kids in school, and they're not masked when they're out of school.
Right.
Mask them in school, but not masked out of school. And we're protecting the general society against these kids who are masked in school when the general public is unmasked. And you ask yourself, does that really make sense?
None of
now,
it does.
When they rescinded the mask mandate, mm-hmm. they had a carve out.
Mm-hmm.
And what genius decided what group of people should be carved out and still be under a mask mandate? Does that make any sense whatsoever? They took the safest group mm-hmm. in society and said, we'll make them wear masks. Mm-hmm. But everyone else does not have to wear a mask. I mean, what genius came up with that idea? It just, if you look at it on its face, it just does not make sense.
Amen.
So,
Thank you
know, I've just been struck by how many things that I've heard and seen and the statistics you look at and read and you say, how can it make sense to force children now to wear a mask? And we are not asking, as Parents United, that parents who want their kids to wear masks shouldn't be allowed to do so. They should have that liberty.
Mm-hmm.
They want to double mask their kids.
Right.
They can do that. We don't care.
Mm-hmm.
What we want is parents who do not want their kids masked mm-hmm. to not be forced to do so.
Right.
So that those kids are free mm-hmm. from that mandate.
And the idiocy of wearing two masks. If one person is wearing a mask and they feel like that is helping them, why the two? Why the doubling up of mask? It absolutely makes zero sense whatsoever.
Yeah. The masks in general and don't make sense to me. And double masking, make sense.
We say it like two condoms. Is it necessary?
Yeah.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And so, you know, we've made that joke a couple times on the show because that's how much sense it makes.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
Two Band-Aids. And anyway, but they're going along with this and they're going along with being told what to say. And I've said, if the school boards are not going to speak out for these kids, why do we have them? Because we might as well just run it from the state level and be done with it. And so I am proud of Kane County for stepping up. I am proud of Iron County for finally recognizing parental rights. But really more than that, because I know that the second I say that, you're going to say, but we had them all along. That is a lesson that the parents need to learn. We had them all along. We have these rights all along, and you have to fight and make sure that your kids and yourselves are exercising your rights. Do never let the never let these people tell you what your rights are. And so, Tracy, did you want to comment on what Dr. Mason just said?
No, I think he's brilliant. He's a standalone awesome is what he is. And you should have seen, we had a meeting with the senior education advisor to the governor, and he was just as stellar. It's so illogical. And frankly, if you're going to continue as an educator to teach the virus of fear, I beg you to find another job, please, because that's what's happening.
I agree. I don't think they should be around kids if they're not going to use common sense and stand up for these children. They're being harmed with the masks 8 hours a day. And like many other doctors have pointed out, we're going to see other illnesses, other things that are going to happen from this mask wearing. As the Stanford and NIH and NCBI study stated, they said the long-term effects are so detrimental, and we're going to be finding out very soon what those effects are.
Well, Kate, you made a good point before the break about the culture, and to me, that's something that's pretty horrific in my mind. April 12th, when we did the walk-in, Utah mm-hmm. Parents United and the mm-hmm. See My Smiles campaign, mm-hmm. encouraged parents to walk into the schools with children without masks. I put my number out there because I have suffered the persecution that some have of being arrested for not being a mask, and I'm an attorney wearing a mask, and I'm an attorney. And so mm-hmm. I sort of try to take the fear out of what could happen, because mm-hmm. in Iron County, there are a few parents that were trespassed, and they still are not allowed to go back on campus, mm-hmm. and they pulled their kids out. And so the stories I got from the parents statewide were unbelievable.
Right.
One of them that just, you did such an amazing job bringing the kids on there, but one of them that just sticks in my mind having to do with the culture is little kids will see other little kids without masks, and they'll say, go pull your mask up or you're going to kill grandma. I mean, kids are saying this. And, you know, one of the reasons I got involved with Utah Parents United and became the legal director on an entirely volunteer basis, loved this opportunity, is because my daughter for the first time walked into an open school. I'm from California where they just opened this week. And she forgot her lunch, and I brought her lunch. And I walked through the halls, and I was horrified to see kids sitting in desks with masks. Mm-hmm. And I frankly couldn't believe it. I thought it would be like a restaurant. And I was walking back out of the school, and a student said to me, you don't have a mask on. And I said, well, are you my doctor? Are you the police? And he said, no, but I can get the police. And I just, that was horrifying to me. And he had a couple of buddies with him. And I promptly told the principal, this is the culture you're creating. And I made sure Ms. Cummins, when we met with her, heard that that's the culture they're creating in this state.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be one thing to get the masks off the kids, but it's going to be a whole nother issue to deal with that culture.
They've been told all year that they are germy and to be feared, and everyone's to be feared around them, and they could get sick and die any moment, because I've talked to these kids. And what's scary is they actually think, and when they polled people in general in America, they thought that if you got COVID, you would be in the hospital on a respirator. So our kids are getting this message that they are to be feared, and that you have to do all of these things, or you are to be feared because you're full of germs. We have an immune system. Anthony Fauci has never mentioned it one time. Utah Department of Health has never mentioned our immune systems, not even once. And you know what's really sad is I know medical professionals like Dr. Mason, like all of the doctors and everybody that I've interviewed on the show, they know what an immune system is because they've been trained in it. Why are they not? There are so many out there that are not talking about it. I'm glad Dr. Mason is. I'm glad that we are understanding that we do have an immune system and it works. And healthy people should never be masked. Healthy kids should never be masked. Be right back.
The time.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Oh, you know we have fun with the bumpers. Welcome back. We're all just trying to stay alive. Look around you. Nobody's peeling off. Anyway, I just wanted to welcome you back to the show. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. I've got two great guests with me, and so happy that they're speaking out. I really am. I also want to make sure that if you have a property that you want to be managed, the best place I know is Caldwell Banker Property Management. The guys over there are just so very good at what they do. They'll take care of you. They'll take the stress out. They'll do all the hard stuff for you. The contracts, the renters, you name it, they'll do it. And it kind of frees up your time to just enjoy the investment property. Isn't that nice? You just get to enjoy it. Caldwell Banker, a property management, incredible people over there doing a fantastic job. I always hear such high marks given to this group of people. And so you can trust them and they're great. I know these guys and they're just awesome at what they do. Give them your business. I love local businesses. And like we've done all year, letting local businesses call in and talk and those that stayed open all year, I salute you. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And I'm telling you, we stand with you. And we're so grateful to those that stayed open and that said, we don't care if you wear a mask or not because we believe in freedom more. I really, it makes me want to cry. I really appreciate you. And the stands that you have taken as businesses means a lot to this community. I have Dr. Mason with me, orthopedic surgeon. So glad you're speaking out.
Thank you.
No, I really am. I appreciate it. And I also have Tracy Henderson, practicing attorney. Dr. Mason.
You know what? I've just thought that trying to get some change made here mm-hmm. is akin to being on a cruise ship and trying to flip a Huey. It's very, very difficult to do.
Oh, and I love that analogy. Go ahead.
And the reason is everyone's looking up. People in organized medicine are looking up. And they're afraid to speak out. And in government, people are looking up the chain. And the governor is looking up.
Yeah.
And people are afraid to say anything that doesn't fit with the dogma that's being pronounced out there by the mm-hmm. powers that be. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why change is very difficult to bring about, because people are just afraid. And that is a very, very sad thing. People are afraid to really speak out and say what's on their mind or speak the truth.
As a doctor, have you been surprised that the health department has kind of taken this lead and this overkill response? I don't want to put words in your mouth. To me, the overkill response, have you ever seen that before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Big medicine, for example, is very, very political. They're very political, and they have to be. From a dollars and cents standpoint,
mm.
and
the
government,
true culprit.
government, mm-hmm. obviously, once they are given power, and as they were here mm-hmm. in an emergency situation, they are very loath to relinquish it, and that's another reason we're having trouble changing the ship's course is that people in government are loath to give up the power that they now have. And it will take some doing. It'll take some hard work to wrench that power back out of their hands.
What would you tell people from a medical standpoint to do to take a stand and try to flip this UE a little bit?
Well, you just look at the facts. When you hear what pronouncements from big government, even from big medicine, from the health department, from the governor, think about it logically.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just take it at face value. Think about what they are saying. Does it make sense? You know, we told our grandkids if somebody sees them without a mask. And says, "Oh, you got to have a mask on." We have them say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I have CS. I can't wear a mask." And you know what CS is?
It's
common sense. And nine times out of ten, people will say, "Oh, well, that's fine. You don't have to wear a mask."
They will
speak up. Kids will speak up. But what we have to do, just in the trenches, we've got to mm-hmm. stand up as groups. just like Parents United is doing. And in big groups and small groups, we got to stand up and say, that doesn't make sense.
Right.
There's no common sense there. And if there is no common sense there, then we should speak up and say it.
Right. And the school district meeting for all of you to go and show your faces, I'm going to try to get there. It's right when the program ends, but I'm going to try and get there too, is on Monday at 5:15. Please show up and let the school board see you. I know during COVID, they were censoring everybody out of the meetings and just conducting their own, but they need to see the people that are like you said, we don't agree with this. It doesn't make sense. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? And call them on it. I think they really need to be called on it. Tracy, did you want to comment?
Yeah, you know what I would say to the medical community, Kate and Dr. Mason? I would say follow your Hippocratic Oath. I'm hearing stories of doctors who have seen these children since they were born saying, I'm sorry, I can't sign a mask exemption form without even seeing them. To me, that's a violation of their Hippocratic Oath.
You're right. You're right. I can't even argue
with
that.
And the answer, yeah, and Kate, the answer, and I'm a lawyer, and I swore an oath, and I take it very seriously. I swore to the Constitution. And, you know, I can tell you that the school boards and the principals that are listening to your, the superintendents, the answer is very simple. It's in the health order. 2021-2, you may require a doctor's note, but you don't have to. You can let the parent sign the form. That's the answer. And you're falling back on the state-mandated health order.
What got me is when they convened a committee of three or four of them with nobody medical on it whatsoever, and the parents had to come before the Inquisition, I called it, and they had to sort of get bullied by this group into defending themselves for the mask exemption. And at the time, I thought that was blowing my mind that they decided to do this. Now, what gives them the power to form a committee that is based on the Inquisition? The you have to go before them to ask Mother May I to get their extra approval. These kinds of things that they do themselves in what they call policy, who dictates that that's okay? Who makes that something that we all now have to abide by? I don't understand that. How they can do that legally?
Yeah, they honestly they can't. Again, they're violating the Constitution. But Canyon School District is my school district, and I spoke to the president of the board and the superintendent, obviously, and they're very proud that they got the schools open. But what they did was they horse traded our kids, right?
Right.
And they're choosing to simply ignore the fundamental liberties of a parent. It's talking points. It's propaganda. It's, I'm afraid to lose my job. You know, stop. You know, we're damaging our kids. Open your eyes and see what's happening to our children's mental and physical health. Yeah, they can't really, Kate.
Because
they're violating the Constitution.
Everybody that sells out for their job has to go to bed at night and know that they're harming kids. And know that we're harming people in the long run. Right? I wouldn't want that trade-off, personally. I don't think I could handle it. But somehow...
Well, and I have to refrain from saying that. How do you sleep at night, right? Because we're having an honest, frank conversation here, but we at Utah Parents United are giving you a very simple solution to let the parent choose, right?
Right.
But I agree with you. I don't know how they sleep at night, Kate.
I don't either. But did you want to comment on this?
Well, the thing you hear most often is, well, what does it hurt? It can't hurt anything for these kids to wear masks. And you go, well, Dr. Fauci didn't think that. Stanford said he didn't show that.
Exactly.
And it doesn't make sense.
No.
And now the Utah Health Department has recently pronounced that COVID is not the same equal as a danger to kids to the flu.
Right.
We have four flu deaths in the pediatric group since October in the state of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one total death in the pediatric group in the state of Utah since the pandemic began. And so they say it's not really COVID that's a problem with these kids. It's the flu.
Yeah.
Now, what follows from that? You know, you just look ahead, and there have already been talking heads, people saying, maybe we should have the kids wear masks during flu season. in the future.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and how long is that? Three or four or 5 months can be. And what's going
to...
What,
when we never had what, to do that.
Yeah, we've never done that. We've never masked our school kids for flu. And yet that's the biggest problem for kids right now. And yet we're masking them for something that is not an equal problem.
You're right.
Which is COVID. So,
you're right.
COVID-19, you look at it once again and you say, common sense would tell me that we should not be masking them for something that even the health department says is not the problem.
Yes. And they're all leaning on each other. The school board leans on the government. The government leans on the health order. The health order leans on the CDC. And the CDC goes, what? We didn't say that.
Yeah,
and there's
but
no
everybody's
accountability.
Everybody's looking up and saying, dare I contradict my superiors in medicine?
Right.
Dare I contradict my superiors in government, in education, et cetera, et cetera? And most people are looking and saying, job security to me is pretty important.
Right.
And
passing
and
the buck.
I could be in danger of losing my job if I were to speak out.
That's
it's absolutely true. And that is a tragedy.
Yes. And right now, the excuse for the school district...
Sorry, there's a woman here in one of the districts in the north that is willing to lose her job to fight for this.
Nice.
So, you know, we need to give a shout out to all the parents and people that are fighting this fight. So,
I so appreciate that they'll do that. You know, the big excuse right now that the school district gave here was that the teachers will walk out because they'll feel unsafe. Have you met Washington County School Board? Because Washington County is not necessarily wearing the mask every 5 seconds. They're not running in fear. And I know many teachers who are just incensed that they're forced to wear them and that they're forcing the kids to wear them. And so I find that smoke and mirrors. Sorry, that excuse is very lame. Kane County, did all the teachers walk out? Iron County, are all the teachers walking out? Of course not. And so that was the big excuse given by the Washington County School Board, and I thought it was pretty pathetic, to tell you the truth. But this is what we're dealing with right now. And had they done all of this, let's say COVID never came along, but they enforced all of this just because of the flu, parents would have been outraged. It would have ended
within days. Yes.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And here we are.
Yes.
Here we are.
Here we are.
A year later.
Masking still.
Still masking up. And I really am afraid that there's going to be a strong push to mask kids during flu season in the future.
Yes.
I think that is...
You're right.
It sounds crazy.
No,
but
it doesn't.
I think it could happen.
It doesn't, because they've already, in the $1 trillion, trillions upon trillions that they've passed, of course, and looted from the American people and printed the money, they actually made the funds available, courtesy you and I, for federal employees to be able to now take off work if their kids are not allowed to go to school in the future. So that means we are anticipating more of this nonsense, and it'll keep on going until the American people have finally had enough and said no.
Stand up.
The politicians aren't going to do it. So we have to take a stand as parents and show up in force to say we're not going to put up with this anymore, right?
Yeah. It's not going to happen spontaneously.
No.
It's going to take some work.
Yes, and we cannot count on those in government to do the job. They haven't all year, and they didn't even do anything about the election fraud. So we're sunk unless the American people take a stand. Did you want some final 30 seconds here, and then I'll give a final 30 to Dr. Mason?
I just want to say that's exactly right. It's not going to change. We do have a lot of legislators across the state who are supporting us, but we need parents to join us. UtahParentsUnited.org. Join your local mobilized group. You'll be like Harmony, who came on your show, fighting for the rights
Love
of
her.
Everybody in the state. And we're here for you.
She's great. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks for all
having
the work
us.
You're doing. And Dr. Mason?
I would just come back to the thing that I've said over and over, and that is, if it doesn't make sense, then stand up and say so. And if it does make sense, then stand up and say that as well. But use your own common sense.
I agree. The Oscars said that the stars, the celebrities, had to be masked up during the breaks. But when the cameras were rolling, they could take the mask off, because COVID only works when, transmits when the cameras are off. And just like the restaurants, under 5 feet in a restaurant is where COVID doesn't exist. And I love the parameters. And so the rules are so insane. If a pandemic can be politicized, and if that same pandemic can gear itself toward individual levels of fear with insane rules, it doesn't make sense. So therefore, there's your answer. Thank you so much, Dr. Mason, for speaking out. I really
appreciate
you.
Thank you for the invitation.
And also Tracy Henderson, attorney, thank you so much for helping. I really appreciate you,
too. Thank you, Kate. Have a great day.
Oh, I just love these guys. This is what a patriot looks like, just in case anyone was wondering. I'll be right back with Melissa and Susan. We have a lot to talk about on today's show, and I hope you stay with us. We'll be right back.